During the Summer Olympics, a lot of parents will be going with their athlete children to the games to provide moral support and cheer them on. For one father and son, the dynamic is a little different. Both are there representing the U.S. fencing team, one as the coach, the other as an athlete. From member station KAZU, Krista Almanzon reports.
18-year-old Alexander Macialis's passport is thick with extra pages. Stamps from Korea, Spain, and Germany. The envy of any wannabe world traveler. His homework schedule, not so much.
You know, it's a lot of work on the road. I learn how to do work on airplanes, learn how to do a lot of work efficiently, so I'm not spending a lot of time procrastinating.
And that's reality. When you're going to Stanford University in the fall, you're the youngest ever U.S. men's foil fencing champion, and you're headed to the Olympics. It takes a lot of travel for competitions and a lot of practice to stay ranked among the top 15 foil fencers in the world.
Remember to angulate. Huh? Remember to angulate.
6 days a week, you'll find Alexander at his father's fencing club, the Macialis Foundation at Halberstadt. It's a narrow building wedged between an auto shop and apartment house in San Francisco's Mission District. The sound of clashing foils and fast footwork echoes off the high ceilings and wooden floors of the club. Alexander's father, Greg Macialis, is a three-time Olympian and the U.S. men's Olympic fencing coach.
I find that in some ways it's actually easier than a lot of other students because there's a complete trust in everything I say.
The father and son wear fencing masks and face each other on a strip, the area where fencers compete. Greg runs Alexander through some drills.
Opposite direction.
At the club, I'm just any other student. You know, if I'm messing up, I'm doing push-ups on the floor, too.
The Macialis Foundation has about 60 students. Three are going to the Olympics.
Alexander and Doris, why don't you switch places?
Okay.
Including U.S. Olympic women's foil team fencer Doris Ouellette. She's known Alexander and Greg for years.
Ultimately, Alexander is kind of the epitome of what he tries to teach. You know, it's a kind of you're mixing in feeling the right moment and looking for the right moment with knowing what you want to do.
In foil fencing, what you want to do is use your weapon to get touches on your opponent's torso. The electric foil machine beeps every time that happens. Being able to outsmart and outscore his opponents is what landed Alexander a spot in the Olympics, both on the U.S. foil fencing team and as an individual. It's something he's wanted since his father started coaching him at the age of 7.
I may not have understood the grandeur of the Olympic Games, but from the very beginning, I told him I'm going to be an Olympic gold medalist. So, you know, that was my goal ever since I was a little kid.
Although his dad says Alexander is a bit of an underdog this time around, he thinks his son could medal.
The pressure's on his opponents, not on him. For him, he has a chance to go forward and be a champion and make it happen. His opponents, some of them, this is like their last Olympics.
Going to the Games for the first time at the young age of 18 means Alexander could be a three-time Olympian like his dad. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon.